The one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings on Tuesday is eliciting strong and varied emotions, emotions that can be hard to put into words. To help understand those emotions, as well as to cope and reflect on the tragedy, members of the arts community are stepping up, staging concerts, exhibitions, and other arts events around the Boston area. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Boston University lost one of its own last April. A concert this week at Symphony Hall featuring the BU Symphony Orchestra and Chorus seemed a fitting way for the community to remember student Lu Lingzi.
She was definitely very passionate in music. She loved Chopin.
Hana Sung taught Lu Lingzi piano at BU. In the memorial service last year, she played Chopin in honor of her fallen student. This year's spring concert, which featured a performance of Berlioz's Requiem Mass, was dedicated to Lu Lingzi.
Through this concert, we can both remember the past tragedy, but also we can be influenced of the hope through the music. And music is definitely a tool for the healing process. And it's very penetrating. So I think that it's definitely a very precious event.
Vivian Markow Spicer agrees. A licensed therapist and professor at Lesley University, Spicer also directs the school's Institute for Arts and Health.
All of these forms, including the arts and including the public events, are ritual ways that a society moves through and enacts and comes to terms with changes and loss.
Spicer specializes in collective traumatic events and is leading an arts and healthcare conference at Lesley this weekend. There will be a premiere performance titled Under Pressure that will explore lingering questions 1 year after the marathon bombings. As the anniversary approaches, Spicer has observed a level of heightened emotion. She believes the arts can help ease anxiety.
So what can't be said in words can be said in paint. It can be said in performance. And because people express and understand expression in different kinds of ways, we need different kinds of forms so that people can really get it in their own way.
BU sophomore and fine arts major Taylor Mortel has been responding visually.
When the marathon tragedy occurred, art was kind of a natural place for me to turn to sort of sort through how to process it.
In the wake of the chaos, the then 19-year-old created a series of roving public art-making workshops called Still Running, an Art Marathon for Boston. Some of the hundreds of paintings that came out of those workshops will hang in an exhibition at City Hall later this month. Other artworks are being gifted to first responders, hospitals, and police stations.
I think of it as a visual language. You can express things in an image, maybe in a way that you can't find the words to describe.
At a ceremony this week, Mortel presented an art marathon painting to Boston Police Superintendent in Chief William Gross.
Called Boston Hope Lives On by a local artist, student, and Iraq Marine War veteran Evan Gildersleeve. It features the Prue and Angel's Wings and lots of like Boston and marathon imagery, and overall is a beautiful piece.
Evan Gildersleeve remembers painting it on the day of the marathon.
It was kind of a release, getting out kind of the emotions that were built up inside, because I use art to kind of de-stress.
And Gildersleeve says he's been using it that way since he returned from Iraq after being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, as a psychology student at the University of Massachusetts Boston, he's doing research on art and healing therapies.
Seeing the effect that they have on the neuroplasticity of the brain and the arborization of the neurons, I haven't gotten all the results in, but it seems like by using a creative process, it can actually rebuild damage caused by trauma or addiction.
This is the artist.
And that's Boston Police Superintendent in Chief William Gross thanking Gildersleeve for the painting he received. He shares his ideas about the symbolism in the work in this exchange with Gildersleeve.
Everybody seemed like an angel that day as they came down to help other people who they didn't even know and help to bring them to safety. So hope I summarize that. Well, that's what I get from it.
The thing is, an artist puts something out there, and then it's open to interpretation from everybody
else. Well,
that's
my interpretation. And we're proud that one day that will be displayed at Boston Police Headquarters.
Other artists are using the marathon anniversary to raise questions and provoke debate.
You know, in what universe is Boston strong? You know, if you look at the entire city.
Artist Jason Pramis is one of the organizers raising that question in a provocatively titled art show called Boston Strong? Pramis and his partners are pointing to a disparity of coverage for victims of ongoing violence in neighborhoods such as Mattapan, Dorchester, and Roxbury. Another artist in the show, Shay Justice, has been making paintings of people in violence-afflicted areas and the memorials left behind.
So for me, Boston Strong is, yes, I would like it to feel like it's Boston Strong and that we're a part of it, but there's still a part of me that says, where is that passion when someone in a neighborhood that I grew up with or someone that looks like me dies?
The artists acknowledge that their show, which opens on the anniversary of the bombings at the Community Church of Boston just one block from the marathon finish line, might offend some.
If people want to get upset, we understand, but I think that if they engage in dialogue with us and with other folks around the city that are having this discussion, they're going to see that we have nothing but respect for the Boston Marathon victims.
And they say their job as artists is to spark conversations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.